Welcome to today's episode of the Social Connection Podcast. And today we've got Sachin Palmer from Evoque. Sachin, thanks for coming along and being a guest on our podcast. Before I get started, I wanted to initially say thanks. What you introduced us to what you're all about. And then we're bringing a new concept of five quick fire questions, just so that the audience can get a little feel for what you're all about. So if you just give us a little intro to yourself, please.
Hi, my name's Sachin Palmer. I'm the creative director and founder of Evoque. Well, I'm giving my 30 seconds elevator pitch now. But yeah, we basically design and develop brands and take them to market. Created my brand because I just love creating things and seeing people actually progress in their brand, really. And my company's been running since 2014. And basically, the most important thing is just love helping people create brands for people to fall in love with.
All right, nice one. Right, quick fire for you, Sachin. Mac or PC?
Mac, obviously.
Indian or Italian food?
Can I come back to that?
No, quick fire.
Italian.
All right, cool. Coffee or tea in the morning?
Coffee.
Instagram or LinkedIn?
Ooh, this is difficult. LinkedIn.
All right, last one. What do you love the most?
In business or in anything?
Anything.
Eating.
Cool. Right. Now we get a little intro to the real Sachin. So Mac was a bit too obvious, being a creative guy. So when I normally like to kind of see what I met you through the Founders Club, and I kind of said, Sachin, I've seen your LinkedIn before, and I want you to come on. But now following your Instagram, are you not supposed to be a cyclist?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can probably tell. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see from the back. Yeah. On audio, we'll see it. But Sachin's got a bike hanging on the wall. Sachin, we'll jump into it. So, what made you get into the creative kind of side? Because I believe you've been freelancing since 2006. So, you've been in the game for a while. But what made you get into it?
It was just being an Indian lad growing up in an Indian area. Everyone around me was doing business studies, but I just wanted to be creative. And I just loved just designing and putting things together. And I just basically did the normal route of BA honours and everything. And I couldn't get a job. So in 2006, I thought, no one's going to give me a job. I'm just going to create my own path. And then I started freelancing and then started doing one good job for one person. In fact, I even took on projects and I didn't even know how to make websites. And I learned on the job.
What did you graduate in?
Graphic design BA honors.
Okay, so you kind of you freestyled it. Instead of saying no, I can't do it, you're gonna do it and figure it out afterwards, I presume.
Yeah, and that's what every entrepreneur does, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to dive into more about it. So, what made you think that you could do it initially?
I just had this fulfilling need to accomplish my dream. And I would do anything to do it. And that's what it was, really. I just felt a purpose inside me. And I had to release it and try it. Because I think a lot of people, what they do is they go university and they just want to be put into a box. And I was never, ever like that. And I thought, I need to create. I need to do something. I love working with my hands and creating visualization and just doing some designs or whatever it is. And just seeing people smile. And that's what just made me want to do it. And it was never about making money and stuff like that. It was actually just learning my craft and being the best I could at it.
Okay. So if you're 18 years old right now, what would you have changed? Or let's say you're 21, coming out of university, and you are kind of tunnel vision into where you're supposed to be going, which companies you're supposed to be sending information through via LinkedIn or whatever it is, what would be your kind of tip for a young listener right now thinking, do you know what, whatever you've just said, that's the kind of hole I'm in. Maybe they're doubting themselves. What would you say to them?
I think you need to kind of really listen to your gut and understand and follow your passion, because it's really easy to kind of have this dream to say, I want to work for this big corporate or this really cool tech brand, but you might not actually be fulfilled in life. Because one of the most important things I would say, someone that is turning 21, you spend most of your time at work or doing work than anything else. And that has to be your happy place. And if that's not your happy place, you're going to take that unhappiness everywhere else you go.
Would it be too early for them to figure that out, though?
I think right now you need to figure out what you want to do after you leave college, because it's either become an entrepreneur or go to university. And then you can still be an entrepreneur out of university, but I think you need to figure that out a lot earlier. And I think it drives down to when you're a lot younger to really understand what you like and where you want to pursue it. Because the problem we have in society now, and things are changing a lot, is everybody wants to just tick a box. But that box you're ticking might not be the right box for you. What is your box?
Or it might be somebody else's. It might be somebody else's tick list that you're fulfilling. Maybe parents or loved ones.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if there was, my scenario was I did go to university, but things didn't work out for myself. And I don't think I was a born entrepreneur, but when I got the feel for it and I was in the mix, then, you know, things start evolving. A different kind of side of the brain was twitching, and you know, you start thinking about different things. Now, where a lot of people are kind of rooted to is you do, you know, your GCSEs, your A-levels, you're onto your the graduate scheme. But there's a certain criteria of a person that knows, maybe I'm different. Why, you know, can't I see this happiness, or why doesn't anything go in sync? My kind of take, and I wanted to kind of hear your take on it, is how can they, you know, you're 3 years in, you're making good money. Why would they even feed the idea of, right, let me do my own business? Is it to do with your circles? Is it to do with what you're watching on social media? Or how can someone have a trigger moment that they can just say, right, I'm going to be doing it?
It's a very interesting subject, because I think you wouldn't really know the answer until you get into your 30s, 40s, as you get a lot more wiser. But at that stage, it's some people are fulfill their happiness by materialistic things, by money. But some people fill their time by giving back, and that's what brings them joy. And ultimately, is what brings you joy. And you know what? I have one rule: wake up in the morning and keep smiling until you go to bed. There's always someone to talk to. There's always someone to help. There's always somebody that you can confide in. But ultimately, if you can't be happy, you can't give happiness to others. And happiness is not materialistic stuff, because you can have some of the richest people in the world. They might have all the money, but then they realize they can't actually get anything more because they have everything. So what is fulfilling their life?
Okay, Sachin, I talk about this to different people, right? And when we're younger, when let's say me and you were in your teens, we didn't think about happiness being, I can't speak for yourself, but the majority of people, like, when I grow up, I want this and I want that. And the problem is, and when the stress comes, is when these boxes are not being ticked and the pressure comes and the stress comes along. How can people, because look, in all honesty, people go for the materialistic things initially. Let's not beat around the bush, because that's what you still get, you know, that there's way that people think they get graded in life, and it's to do with a car and a house and you know, how many holidays you go on. But you've got to go through some real muddy patches to kind of say, actually, let me step away from the what I need to make and to pay for this to make my happiness. What's your advice on giving, you know, not even a youngster, I mean, there's people out there, you know, in any age and still not have found that happiness moment. Because I know, when we asked you, what do you want to talk about? You wanted to speak about happiness. So I'll let you take it.
Brilliant. I guess as I'm 40 now, so it's taken me a long time to get to where I'm truly happy. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Growing up, teens, I want to get these trainers, I want to get these clothes. And if I don't, because our mindset right now was like, if I don't get these clothes and look a certain way, I'm not going to attract the type of person I want to attract. So these are the kind of things that you go, because we're surrounded by, it's even worse now because you've got Instagram, you've got YouTube. And when growing up, it wasn't so bad. I remember if I left my house, I had to go to a phone box, but let's not go into that conversation. but the thing is what would you kind of, how can you help people or get them to understand what true happiness is? I think, you know what, I remember about 6 years ago, I started doing a grateful diary. And I didn't realize until I did that, the 10 things I'm grateful for every day. And that really changed everything, because the way it's going to be very difficult for you to understand, because even to my children right now, I'm trying to get them to understand, look, you might have this and you want to strive to buy this for your birthdays. People out there don't even have a birthday. They don't even celebrate their birthday. So how I instilled it in them, I took them to go and feed the homeless. So when they, and I do that every year, and my kid's doing his first charity event, like 50 kilometers, but I'm trying to instill it in that way because I don't want them to be the same mindset I had, because now I'm older, the things that make me grateful is not materialistic thing. It's spending time with my family, because COVID has taught us that a lot. It's like right now, tomorrow isn't promised. And people forget about, this is the problem with society, right? And this doesn't matter to culture or anything. You're born, you have to get to a certain point in your life and you do anything to get there. But you forget about that middle bit of enjoying the journey.
The process.
Yeah, the process is the most beautiful thing ever, because it's that learning, that journey you go through. And without learning, without enjoying that process, before you know it, you've got to the top of the mountain and it's like, oh, is this it?
That's what they say to, that's what they discuss with Olympians. They thrive all their life to get gold. Then they get maybe bronze first, and then silver. But then they've their whole life revolved around that medal. When they get there, the shock and nothing absorbed, you know, the happiness that they thought they were going to have. Because what happens when you're at the top of the mountain? There's only one way, and that's down. So I'm a firm believer in actually enjoying the process, because I was completely different. Only in the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 years, you know what your trigger points are, you know what your real why is. And then kind of thinking, right, how can I make other people better? Because that's what gives you the goosebumps. And if there's listeners on there right now and you've not done something, or, you know, you've not passed something forward, I strongly kind of advise that. But going back to you and your business life, what made you transition from Sachin the freelancer to I need to have my own business?
Time.
In what way?
I needed my time back, because a lot of business owners, what they do is they end up giving themselves a full-time job.
Yeah.
So and again, that takes a long time to get to a process where you're a little bit out of the business. And some people have, well, I can't use the word luck, you make your own luck. But what transitioned me through is, it was my second child being born on the way. When my first child was born, I was in the middle of a project, freelancing. My word is my bond. I was like, well, I have to finish this off. So I was going to the hospital, coming back, and that whole process. And then in 2013, when my second child was on its way, I was like, I cannot do this again. I couldn't even go on holiday freelancing, because I just couldn't say no to projects. I used to just take on everything because I just loved, and it was never about the money. It was about, I wanted to get this work done and I keep growing my brand. And then it got to a point where I was literally working 7 days a week. And even when I'm on holiday, I was taking calls. And I remember it was so stressful because I did everything from branding to website creation, whatever it is if someone's website went down, I'm like on holiday. I'm like, I have to go and log in and fix it and stuff like that. So when my second child was on his way, I approached my business partner now, Satpal Jatla. He is a really good old high school friend of mine. We both connected. We had the same mindset. And I said, look, you ain't got any kids yet, but this is what's going to happen. So let's do this together. Let's build this dream together. And we just set up in 2014. And that's the reason I did it, because it was time. And the thing that everyone who's listening right now should realize is tomorrow is never promised.
Mm.
And if you don't take the opportunity, or you want to try something, because I tell my kids this all the time, right? Don't tell me you don't like that what's on your plate, because you haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Without trying it, how can you tell me you don't like it?
It's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Now you've had Evercu for a while now. There's a lot of conversations on social media because everyone's trying to be better. What's your tip on actually the best way, from your experience, on how to scale a business?
Integrity. And it's about being honest and staying in your lane, because what happens is if I go into my industry, I'm the creative. The internet and everything is very, it's a very young industry. There's no, if you're a lawyer, you know, there's bodies out there you have to abide by and so on. And even in the government, whatever it is, but in our industry, anyone can wake up and say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then it becomes very difficult. So my advice would be to just kind of be honest with yourself and stay in your lane. So if you're really good at something, just concentrate on that one thing and be the best at it. Don't say I can do everything and then outsource it all. But really, you're just a good project manager. If you're just a good project manager, be honest with your clients you're pitching to and say, this is what I can do. I can bring the team together, but everything's outsourced and I can get this done for you, because that's what people will commend you for, is being honest and having integrity there without saying, white labeling everything. And that's what I would suggest. And again, there's a lot of people within my industry who do white label. But like right now you're on social, you can type my name into Google, you can type my partners, you can see they've got their own business. You can see what they're doing. It's really easy to find out what other people do. And what you don't want to do is your client to find out themselves and then it affects your reputation. And I would actually suggest it is your reputation, right? Everything you do. It's not just in business. It's like, what do you do personally? Is your mindset the same as when you're doing stuff out of work as it is in work? Because people are watching everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to, I've won work just for people coming from my personal Instagram, really like what I'm doing, and then seeing I'm doing the same process in my own brand. Because no matter how digital we are, people still buy people. Even if you said, like, we met indirectly from a networking event. But if it wasn't for this networking event, we would never have met.
No, 100%. And the face-to-face, the person, the handshake, that it is, it means so much more than kind of introducing yourself. Yeah. There's a different aura about meeting people. And then it's all about the vibe, right? When I met you, I thought, yeah, this guy seems like we're on the same path. And hence why, when I just about to leave, I said, right, I want you on my podcast. Hence why,
cheers,
kind of, those connections, we always want to kind of take further. I wrote down a question for you, but you've pretty much answered it. But what's the difference between a leader and a boss?
Ooh, I've done a LinkedIn. A leader is somebody for people to believe in, and they love them. They are like somebody that everybody strives to be like, and they want to follow them. So if you think about a leader in the same way about the Pied Piper, he blew a flute, apart from taking all of these rats to death. So we're not talking about that bit, right? But and they were following him, right? But everybody needs a leader. Why do you think some of the biggest brands in the world are so successful? Not because of the product, is there's a leadership there, and they take that because everybody wants something to strive through. Whereas a boss is someone that just sits there and just orders people about. No one wants to be ordered people about. No one wants to be ordered about. But when it comes to leadership, you go into a company and you have a really good leader that's managing the team. And I'm not talking about, there could be a boss who owns a company, but they hire a leader because they can't be a leader. And you need that leadership in every single brand you work, because put it this way, If I connected with somebody who was a leader and who could have taken me on my journey to where I wanted to go, I would have believed them, followed them, because they had my best interests at heart. And that's the difference between a leader and a boss. People want leadership to tell them where to go and what to do, and not what to do, but how to do it. Because it's also about how, it's about learning, right? Is where, when we go to school, we have our teachers, our leaders, they're not our bosses or anything, but they're kind of like checking our work, they're doing this and they're holding us accountable. And that's what leaders do. They help you grow and they nurture you. Whereas a boss
is giving orders. But it's there's a lot where I feel that where is the good leader. I think I've been in business for probably 15, 16 years. And I feel that the first ones, I don't think I was a leader at all. I was a boss. As I've nurtured more kind of information and learning how to become a leader rather than my instinct. But there's a lot of the personal life and self-growth that's involved rather than just what you know on your desk in your office, pretty much. What's your take on that?
Oh my God. Absolutely. If you're going to be a leader, you have to be a leader in everything. You have to be a leader in your personal life and your business life because they're completely connected. You cannot go to work and be a leader and then be a boss in your natural life where you're just bossing everybody, even to a point where if you've got kids and you have to use leadership on them. You have to say, what do you think about this? Do you think that was a great decision to make? And this is the same way that you would ask people that work with you who follow you, because if you look at all of the greats, and like I'm talking about people who actually led people to victory, everything just connects. They might not be running a company, but they actually had a personal brand, because leadership always starts with your personal brand. And that personal brand, which is like an Elon Musk, will then feed into anything that he touches.
Yeah, that really makes sense. Now, let's discuss social media. And let's touch on the basis where 2006, then you had a milestone at 2014. How have things changed in terms of your business? Maybe actually getting your brand exposure out there, and the other element of actually getting clients. How has social media changed for you in your business?
So one thing which is really good is we're able to keep our Instagram portfolio work more up to date than our website, because it's a lot quicker. And I'm sure everybody listening who owns an agency, they're the same as well, because you kind of, when you're putting stuff on your website, you have to really think about it. On Instagram, you can kind of just put little snippets. But the whole social side of it, yeah, it's changed everything, because you know what? It helps you get your messaging out a lot quicker, and to people that wouldn't even know, like worldwide, because it's just, don't get me wrong, social media is for brand building. Depending on what you're doing, like obviously you've got the whole influencers and there's other aspects of social media, but even things as LinkedIn videos, I'm able to kind of give my kind of insight of over the last, since 2014 or 2006, of like just the basics. As I met someone the other day and they said, oh, Your videos are great. You're telling people this basic knowledge on LinkedIn. And I didn't actually think about that, because I think it's just normal. But then the stuff that I'm actually saying is the basic things of how to run a business or whatever it is. And that's how social media has really helped, is it's really helped expand the business and grow it. But in the organic, in a good way, not just, because we're not selling a product, we're selling a service. So don't get me wrong. You're selling a product. It's a lot easier to accelerate your business really quickly, and social media is really good for that. But the service side, it's a little bit more of a slow burner, but done right, it has made a massive difference. Because from when I started in 2006, and it was all word of mouth networking, now what's happening is you're going to networking events and you're meeting people, then they're going to check your digital assets out, and then they want to make sure that's connected. So it's just, it has formulated another way of exposing your brand, but you need to make sure you manage that properly. And if it's all succinct, you can see and win more work and connect with the right people.
So what made you do the videos on LinkedIn? Because I've seen some of them as well. They're great. What was your kind of end game for that? Because you had a purpose for those videos.
I tell you, you know what it is? One of the most important things is I feel like I keep saying the same thing over and over again to clients when I'm pitching. And I thought, you know what? I just need to put something out in the universe because someone's going to listen and it's just going to make me get what's in my heart out to say, this is the kind of things that you need to do, because it is basic and it is just telling people what's the difference between a theme base and a bespoke website? Why should you do this or why should you do that? And even coming out, what's the difference between a leader and a boss? I even done one like that, right? And I use that analogy about the Pied Piper and other things about meeting a client. It's just, you know what made me do it is I needed content now. It's the right platform. There's people out there that may just get some value from it, because one of the most important things that I've learned since I set the business up is people want value, right? That's the bottom line. Price doesn't matter, right? It's about, are you getting value? I even say to people, look, when I'm actually doing a presentation, I say to them, I hope you got value from this presentation. If we work together, that's going to be fantastic. If we don't, but I want to make sure you got value and you understand what you need to do. If we're not the right fit for you, go in action what I'm telling you with another company. Because it is all about value. And this is why we connect with people. But it's taken a while to understand that.
And you want to differentiate yourself as a... Because when you talk about personal brand and bringing it onto your business brand, the honesty and transparency and quality of work needs to show in both levels. Now, I take the same concept, but I kind of go on the long game. If we're not the right fit for you, I'm still going to be waving my own flag and my business flag. When we relate in future, hopefully it can work. If not, yeah, just keep giving the good value, because I mean, both of us, we're trying to expose our brand and trying to just to make sure we're different than the big corporates, because you get so much more value from the small independents like us. I'm hoping that all of our listeners got some good intake from your knowledge. Now, what I do, and I ask all my guests this, and you can be as informative as you want, but my kind of final question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years personally and in business?
Very good question. I'm still trying to figure some of these bits out, but I think my trajectory parts right now is growing my agency, bringing in some other people that wanted opportunity like I wanted when no one would give me one. And personally, it would just be getting my kids to where I want them to be and really understand the world. And I think that's a bigger purpose for me, because I don't care about materialistic thing. I know I like bikes and stuff like that. But all of that stuff is going to go one day. As in, you leave the world in the same way you come, with nothing, right? So ultimately, it's about leaving a really good legacy for people I leave behind, or even my kids, so they understand what they need to do as they get older and make decisions. Because that's one thing that I really want to make sure is family is very important to me, and so is my business. Because everyone in the business, we're like a whole family little group, and sometimes don't have conversations just about work. But where do I want to see myself is just keep growing, and I don't feel I've released my true potential yet. So I need to watch this space, because I'm still getting to where I want to be.
In all honesty, I think you're going to be a wellness kind of speaker, the way this podcast has gone, and getting to know you a bit better. I think your goal is to, yeah, put more smiles in the world, I presume.
Yeah, but I feel I'm doing that through the creative work that I do. Because what I do is I kind of have that same approach of my learnings and put it into people's businesses and their brands.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for half an hour of your time and a lot of knowledge from you. There's so many people that are in the situations of certain questions that we've discussed, and I hope they get a lot from it. Sachin, where can people get in touch with you? If you can let them know your socials, We'll be sharing it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but if you can let everybody know.
So you can find me on LinkedIn. You probably, if you're listening to this on a podcast, as in like on Spotify, you can't see, but I've got no hair. So I'm probably the only Sachin Palmer on LinkedIn with no hair. And again, I'm smiling as well. So you'll see me. And I'm wearing some crazy top. And that's just my name, Sachin Palmer. I'm sure it's going to be written in the podcast. And then you can find me on Instagram on EvokeU. That's it. EvokeU. And I also have a hospitality sub-brand because I love food so much, which is coming back to what's your favorite. And that's just food because I love eating. That's why I cycle a lot. And that's just Graphic Kitchen. So those are the two handles on Instagram.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sachin Palmer. And thank you for the listeners tuning in for listening to the Social Connection podcast. We'll be back soon. Please make sure you give us a review on Spotify and share this on Instagram stories and LinkedIn if you felt that you learned something from our podcast.